Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, how much does God love you? Have you ever pondered or thought about that at all? I want you to know that God loves each one of you dearly. The Father loves you so much that he sent his only begotten Son, born of the Virgin Mary, so that he could be and is our Savior and your Savior. Jesus loves you so much that he willingly shed his blood for you so that your sins might be paid for and you could receive forgiveness of those sins and life eternal through him in faith. The Holy Spirit loves you so much that he comes to you and works through the waters of baptism and the Word of God to change you from an enemy of God into a disciple of the only God, the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. By the power of his Holy Spirit, St. Paul wrote these words of our sermon text today. And Paul wrote these words to assure troubled hearts and to show the wonderful wisdom and grace of our God. He teaches us that God loves you dearly and has from eternity. Paul wrote this in Ephesians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will. Consider how dearly we are loved by God. Paul tells us that the Heavenly Father blesses us in Christ Jesus with every spiritual blessing. It is amazing to consider that God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. All of us need forgiveness of our sins and eternal life. Is there a person who can truly say that he or she has never thought an unkind thing, never said an unkind word, and always has acted in ways that were pleasing to God? We all struggle. Of course we do. We all struggle with selfishness. We are much more willing to be the recipients of gifts than the giver of gifts. Our tempers are expressed more than we like. For example, when holiday guests come in, disrupt our routines, you know, makes a mess, or the situations of celebration cause us to be stressed. In short, our sinful self is always ready to show itself in actions, thoughts, and words. The awful reality is that we all have fallen short of the glory of God. We all earn with our sins the wages of death. The death that I'm talking about is not only physical, but it is eternal. Every one of us must confess that we have not obeyed the commandments of God perfectly, and we need to be forgiven. We are not able to earn our way to heaven. There is no way we can do it. We simply cannot do enough good works to cover all of our many sins. The joyous message of Paul is that God, before creation of the world, before our creation, considered carefully how to save us. And we know that. And the way that God determined that we were to be saved was in his Son, Jesus Christ. The Heavenly Father predestined us to be adopted as his sons, so that through faith in Jesus Christ, we are indeed children of the Heavenly Father. We are heirs of the kingdom. God loves you. He calls you by name. His plan of salvation is for you personally, even as it is for all the elect of God. Rejoice. Rejoice in how dearly God loves you. Jesus, who is God, the second person of the Holy Trinity, loves you so much, that he willingly became a man. He was born of the Virgin Mary. Jesus was born without sin. And as a man, Jesus lived perfectly under the law of God so that he might obey it as you and I have not obeyed it. Jesus loves you and me so dearly. He was willing to shoulder our sins, the sins of all mankind, and carried them to the cross of Calvary. Upon the cross, in obedience to the law of God, Jesus died. God says that the wages of sin is death. In order to fulfill the law of God, Jesus allowed himself to be hung on that cross. Jesus died on that cross in order that we might be redeemed with his blood shed and his body broken. Jesus once and for all time paid the price for all of your sins. My sin, all of mankind's sins. Jesus didn't remain in the grave. We know that. He rose again on the third day victorious over sin, Satan, and death. Jesus assures us that all has been completed on behalf of our salvation. All has been completed. Paul reminds us that this plan of salvation was in place even before we breathed our first breath. Jesus and the Father sent the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, to work through word and sacraments to call unbelievers into the true faith and to sustain them in the true faith. It is God's desire that all people be brought into saving faith. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Our sermon text reminds us that the Holy Spirit called each of us to faith, and the Holy Spirit comes and dwells within us. The Holy Spirit changes us by enabling us to have a new heart, mind, desire, and a will to do the will of God. In other words, the Holy Spirit leads us to strive to serve God and our neighbor above ourselves. The best way that we can serve our neighbors who are Christian is to encourage them in their faith. The best way that we can serve the unbelieving neighbors is to invite them and bring them to church so they might hear the message of salvation in Christ Jesus. When we find that we have fallen and sinned against God's holy will, the same Holy Spirit enables us to repent of our sin and strive once again to walk according to God's will. See how much God loves us dearly? He doesn't leave us without a guarantee of our salvation. The Holy Spirit is the guarantor of our eternal inheritance. He is the one who leads us to true faith and enables us to receive the wonderful blessings of God, blessings which God determined to give us before the creation of the world. Dear Christians, God indeed loves you dearly. In Jesus' name, amen.